Hello, everyone. I was asked to do an all-age talk this morning. So since the average age, no disrespect, but if the average age is just a little bit older than I was expecting this morning, then just rejuvenate yourselves this morning, okay, and join with the children for this all-age talk. I've had a cough. It's about what I expected. John chapter 8 in verse 12, and Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Now, I knew you'd all be very excited to see what I got for Christmas this morning. Okay, well, maybe not, but I'm going to show you anyway. So this is it. It's almost overwhelming, really, isn't it? I saw that and I could feel the tears coming. I was hoping for a new car, but anyway, this is fine, and it's very, very useful. Because even a little light like this, if it was completely dark in here, you would be very grateful for the fact that I've come to church with a little torch. So very, very useful little light. But is it a light? Oh, that's a good idea. Try that again. Yeah. Now it's dazzling you. Whoa! That got a better reaction than my cold. Okay, but is it a light to guide you or a light to see by? So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little quiz, and I'm going to put up some pictures of lights, and what you've got to tell me is it a light to guide you or a light to see by? Okay? So here's the first one. What about this one? Is that a light to give you guidance or a light to see by? To guide you. Very good. Am I the only person here, though, that expects the next picture to come up to ask me if I'm a robot? If I was a robot and this came up, would I just type in, "You got me, yes"? You know, it's very strange. Anyway, this is a light to guide you. What about living room lights? That to guide you or to see by?
See by.
See by, right? This is really good, actually. Some of the adults are managing this. Some of them. What about this one? Guide or see? Guide. Okay, that's a good one. Now, this is one that we were looking at last week. This was a star in the sky. And on this occasion, this was a light to guide. That's right. The wise men that came, we don't know if there were three of them or more. They certainly had three gifts. But they came from a long way away, and they were guided to Israel by the star, which then settled over Bethlehem. Okay, let's keep going. What about a torch? Guide or see by? How many of you, now I am looking at the adults here, how many of you, after you'd been sent to bed early, cheered yourself up by taking a torch and reading a book under the covers? Three, okay. street lights, maybe a bit more difficult. Guide you or to see by? Yeah, I would say mainly to see by, so we're going to put that down for that one. This one, emergency exit light. I just had a memory there. I'm sorry, I'm wasting time with my memory here. But when we were doing our fire training for offshore, we were taught a funny walk. You've got to see this. It's absolutely amazing. What you have to do is, if you're in the dark and you're in a burning building, is you have to sweep the wall with the back of your hand like this, and you stamp in front of you to check the integrity of the floor, and then you step forward and you do the same thing again, and then sweep. And you had to do it that way round, because if you touched a bare wire or something, your hand would automatically close around the bare wire. So by using the back of your hand would pull away if you touched something there. So we were all taught the fireman's silly walk. And anyway, after we'd done all the fire training, we were taken down to Montrose in a bus that had to be 40 years old. And on the way up the hill from the George VI Bridge in Aberdeen, the engine blew up. And to a man, we all stood up and went. And we got shouted at by the driver to get off the bus. Anyway, sorry, complete waste of time. So emergency exit, a light to guide you. Okay, now, what about these lights? What are they called? Cat's eyes. Some of us are old enough to remember when they first came out on the roads. My grandfather remembers seeing them first coming out on the roads. It's interesting. This is one to guide you, but they're actually not lights at all. They're actually just little mirrors. And so what you're seeing is your own headlights, but they're now a light to guide you, to keep you in the right lane in the dark. It was very interesting when I Googled for a picture of cat's eyes. what came up was not what I was expecting. And I was a little bit worried in case Alison came into the room and at that point and said, "What on earth are you looking at?" Well, it's strangely addictive. Floodlights. Lights to see by or lights to guide you? If you're an Aberdeen supporter, there is one. If you're an Aberdeen supporter, you're better off with the lights off. No offence. Yeah. They say the wind was the highest scorer last year. Headlights, to see by or to guide you? See by. Okay. Here's a tricky one. Does anybody know what these are? These are channel lights. Now, my question for the adults is, if I saw a green channel light like that, and then behind it a red one, which way round these two lights would I have to sail at night?
Going in or out of port.
Come again?
Coming in or out of port.
Yeah, going into port. Good question. Okay, so there's another merchant seaman in the room who's keeping me right here. Yeah. So I'm going into port. Does anybody know? Oddly enough, in this case, I'd have to go around the left-hand side of the first one and then snake around the right-hand side of the next one. And just that one mistake keeps me occupied every time. I worked with a sea captain who was the captain of the biggest ship in the world. And I said to him, "How did you get a job like this?" And he said, he was Dutch, he said, "I have a great secret," he said. "On my boots, I have port written on this boot, and I have starboard written on this boot." And that was his way of guiding. But these are very, very important. If you don't follow the light, you can get into difficulty. Very, very important. Okay, what about the sun itself? To see by or to guide you? Yeah. To see by. It's so much easier navigating in the daylight than it is at night, no matter how many lights there are out there to help you. Okay, so let's sum this up then. So there are some lights that are there to guide you, and there are some lights that are there to see by. These are the ones that we said were guide lights, and then these are the ones that we said were lights to see by. Why is it 2023 today? It's not 2023 New Year's. It's 2023 years since the Lord Jesus Christ was born. We even date our time from the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. There was something that he said that made a huge impact on people. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The light of life. Wow, that sounds like something worth having. When do you need a light? I suppose it's obvious, isn't it? You need a light when it's dark and when you can't see the way ahead. Well, here we are at the beginning of another new year, and none of us knows what this year is going to involve. There are all sorts of uncertainties ahead of us. It's like standing at the entrance to a dark tunnel, and it would be lovely if we could just have that illuminated for us, or at least a light to guide us safely through the year. How do we get the light that Jesus calls the light of life? You know, in some ways, the whole Bible is like, it's like a letter from God. And if I was to summarize the letter, then it would look a bit like this. The Old Testament would say three things from God. I made you. I know you. And I love you. And if you were to summarize the whole message of the Old Testament, it would be these three very simple facts. God says to us, I made you. I know you well, and I love you deeply. You think, well, can God really love me because, you know, I've not got everything right? Ah, but there's not just the Old Testament, there's the New Testament as well. And in the New Testament, God says, I would like to pay for your mistakes. That's why Jesus came. He came to show us how to live. And then because we don't live to his standards, he died on the cross for us and took the punishment for our sin. And so God says, I would like to pay for your mistakes. I'd like to show you the way. I'd like to teach you the truth. I'd like to give you the life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. The impact that he made on those around him has never gone away. And that's why we date our time from when Jesus came to the earth, 2023, roughly, years ago. There's God's letter. It's not for somebody else. It's for you. God says, I made you. I know you well. I love you deeply. I would like to pay for your mistakes. I'd like to show you the way, teach you the truth, and give you the life. How do we get that wonderful light? We ask God for it. It's very simple. I had the huge privilege of sitting with somebody just 10 days ago, sitting at the side of the road, and they asked that God would forgive their sins, come into their heart, and change their life. It was an emotional moment. It was such a real point of turning in this person's life. I spoke to somebody not that long ago who had become a Christian just within this last couple of years. And it was interesting how he described it. He said, it's so exciting. He said it was like somebody switched the lights on. And for many of us in the hall this morning, we know what it's like to walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're desperate to share that joy with others. And that's why we have services like this. This is something that was written by C.S. Lewis. Now, he's a man that wrote The Tales of Narnia and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and so on. He was a genius, an absolute genius. But he said this about the Christian faith. He said, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen. Not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. So the light that Jesus provides us is not just a light to guide us, it's a light to see by. It's both of these things. Why do we date our time from Jesus? Well, because that first Christmas was when the light of the world arrived. A light to guide and a light to see by. Let's pray. Lord, it's our prayer this morning that if there's anyone here, child or adult, who doesn't know the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, that this new year, even today, they will have the courage to reach out to you and say, come into my life, Lord. Pay for my mistakes. Show me your love. I pray that they will have the joy that so many of us have had for many, many years of walking in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things in his name. Amen.